step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18+.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Goodyear Assurance Weather Ready. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, and suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive. You can go to TireRack.com/Dan. That's TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Final hour in this Thursday, Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Lakers-Nuggets game two tonight, and the Nuggets are favored by 5.5. They were favored by 6 in game one. I get the sneaky suspicion that the Lakers are going to win tonight, much like I said that they would win in game one against the Golden State Warriors. I have them winning tonight, game two. Now, what do you do differently? Well, hopefully you don't have as slow a start as you did, and you don't let the Joker have a triple-double, basically, in the first half. The defensive pressure, this is a team that prided itself on its defense during the year. And we're a different team after the trade deadline. They have to play like that. The question is, can you do that? Can you? You're not going to stop the Joker. You're going to only hope to contain him. Now, Jamal Murray, you can't let him go off for 31 points. But you also have to apply the pressure that you did in the second half, and LeBron can't have a terrible fourth quarter like he did. But can you have Anthony Davis sort of being a roving defensive player, as he did at the end of game one, and Rui Hachimura trying to outquick the Joker? I guess, you know, that's what the mindset is going to be. Now, Denver knows that they're going to do this. That's where the chess game continues here. And that's what's fun about this. But going into game two, the matchup here, and in case you're wondering with the over-unders, DraftKings says the Joker, 28.5, Anthony Davis, 24.5, LeBron, 25.5. If you got those numbers out of LeBron and AD, I think that Darvin Ham would be happy. And if Joker only went for 28 points tonight, I think you'd be pretty happy with that as well. Rebounding and defense, that's the key. Because Denver dominated the boards offensively, the Joker did, but you just can't get him going in rhythm. Because when he gets in rhythm, it's not just scoring, it's the feel of the entire offense. It's the same with LeBron. You know, when LeBron starts hitting his jumper, and, you know, then he's just even more dangerous because he can hit the shot. He can also find the open man. And Anthony Davis, can you count on him? I'm not expecting 40, but I'm expecting 25 out of him tonight. And can you get 5 blocks? Can you be an intimidator in there? Concentrate on everybody else. Joker will get his. I think he's the most dangerous when he's passing because now everybody's involved. He can score. When he gets everybody else involved, that's when it starts to be an avalanche here. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle @DPShow. Final hour poll question, by the way, we say hello if you're watching on Peacock. Thank you for downloading the app. This just in, Rafael Nadal will miss the French Open, first time since 04, and he's won the French Open 14 times. He has had a hip injury, hip flexor. And he thinks that 2024 will probably be the final year of his career. So that's just him. Seton, what do we have?
We put up two in hour two.
Okay.
Mostly that were jokes, but was fun anyway. Would you rather play sports in extreme cold or extreme heat?
Mm-hmm.
Right now, 67% are taking hot weather.
Okay.
Over cold.
Okay.
Interesting. And then, was Blair Witch Project a good movie? Right now, 65% of the audience say no. What the heck?
The audience is agreeing with Paulie? That never happens.
It never happens.
About time.
I thought Blair Witch was interesting. It
I think
was
it's
different.
Too. It was overhyped by the time people saw it.
It could be.
Probably.
Yeah. What's another movie where you went, okay, I'm going to go see it. Did not live up to what I thought it was going to.
Oh man.
Anything come to mind? Yeah, Paulie.
I hesitate to bring this up because it's considered a really good movie.
Maverick?
No.
Top Gun? Oh.
Million Dollar Baby, Hilary Swank, and Morgan Freeman, and Clint Eastwood. I actually think it is a good movie, but I remember the months leading up to it. I saw it late. I saw it like 2 months in. People are like, this is, it'll change your life. The story is, and I walked in, I was like, yeah, good movie. People are like, whoa, whoa, whoa.
I hated that movie.
I'm in the middle.
First of all, he leaves the little seat out there, the stool, and then there's an accident with that.
You can spoil it.
Yeah. She gets hurt.
Oh.
Yeah, she gets hurt. But, like, who leaves the stool out there in the ring?
And nobody noticed. Like, the ref wasn't like, hey.
They put the stool out there. They got it in there too early.
Yep.
And then she got hurt.
Total cheap shot, though, by that other boxer.
It was. But Hilary Swank, you know, was convincing there. Did Morgan Freeman win an Academy Award for that? He might have got nominated.
I think Hilary Swank won.
She won for that?
Yeah, I think she got two.
Because she famously forgot to thank her husband.
Ooh. Who became
her ex-husband.
Ex-husband soon after that.
Foreshadowing.
Yeah, there's a reason why I didn't thank him. Why? Oh, he's going to be my ex-husband.
Just didn't dawn on me.
Okay. Yeah. Didn't dawn on me to thank him. NBC Sports Championship season is going to bring you the Preakness Stakes Saturday at 4:30 Eastern on NBC and Peacock. How many awards did Million Dollar Baby win?
I got Hilary Swank. I got Morgan Freeman, Best Supporting. Hilary Swank won Golden Globe. Best Picture.
Yeah.
Nominee. I think Clint Eastwood got, did he get?
Director?
Yeah, I think he got Best Director.
Mm. Yeah, see.
You know what? I've never seen Avatar or the other, like the new one either.
I have not either.
Those are supposed to be really good movies, but I'm guessing they're overhyped too, right?
And those both made $1 billion. I think, has he made three of those? I think, does he have like three of the top five movies, James Cameron?
Could be. I don't know about
He's got Titanic and two Avatars.
Right. And then, but then sprinkled in there are all of the Marvel movies, I think.
Oh, okay.
But he's right up there for sure.
And Maverick, Top Gun is in there too.
$1 billion,
save the industry.
It should get every box office total from when it was released until forever because it saved the industry.
It did. It's still saving the industry.
Currently.
Yes, Todd.
I'm looking at something that says there's going to be an Avatar 3 in 2024, Avatar 4 2026, Avatar 5 2028.
Okay.
How about that?
Yeah, Paul.
There was a series of movies a long time ago, I mean, at least a decade ago, the Twilight movies. First, I'm not a 14-year-old girl, so that's probably the reason I didn't like it. Those are among the worst movies I've ever seen.
Oh.
It's Twilight, right?
Yeah.
Where they turn into wolves.
They're vampires, aren't they?
They're vapid. They stand around not talking to each other, and then there's a bunch of chase scenes when no one actually gets killed.
But they look hot.
Yeah.
While they're standing around.
Super modern apartments and stuff. And
hot, like, people turn into vampires and werewolves.
Yeah.
Taken.
James Pattinson?
Yeah.
Robert Pattinson.
Oh, Robert Pattinson.
Oh, my wife read the books. Like, Marvin, we really should go see Twilight.
Is that how she sounds?
That's no, but it sounds. Yes. No.
Hey, Marvin. Hey, Marvin.
She sounds like a Robin Williams' brother and Mrs. Doubtfire. You know, you can stay here as long as you like.
Yeah, I never saw Twilight either.
You ever saw all those? Team Edward?
No.
Oh, my God.
No.
Team Edward. Those are so bad.
And then Taylor Lautner is in there, right?
We had him on the show. He's a nice kid.
Yeah.
Beach ball.
Nice abs.
Sort of cut from the Twilight cloth, but I actually really like these movies, even though I'm not 14 years old. Hunger Games. Those are good movies.
I saw the first one.
It's really good.
I thought Jennifer Lawrence jumped off the screen.
Yeah.
Like, she looked like a movie star. And there were some big time, you know, Woody Harrelson is in there. Mm-hmm. Seymour Hoffman.
He's in the
second one?
Second or third one, I'm
okay.
not sure. Yeah.
Philip
yeah.
Seymour Hoffman?
Yeah.
But they had some...
I was surprised. I was shocked how much I liked it.
I remember watching it, and I was watching it by myself.
Yeah.
And my wife goes, what are you doing? And I go, I'm watching The Hunger Games. And she goes, okay. And then she went upstairs. And I go, wait, what's wrong with that? Watching The Hunger Games. I'm an actor.
Studying my craft.
Now, sometimes you get caught watching a show, and you're like, be like, what are you doing? Nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing. Yeah, Paul.
Remember I saw The Hunger Games and I came in the next day and I said I had issues with it as an archer, not necessarily the movie. The acting was fine. The plot was fine. But yeah. The archery wasn't real enough.
Yeah, because Paulie was an archer growing up and he had a problem with the form, I guess, of Jennifer Lawrence.
True to the sport.
Yes.
My people were
true
upset.
True to the craft.
My people were upset.
Of archery.
So I wanted to say it.
Archery. All right, some phone calls here. Mark in Sacramento. Hi, Mark. Thanks for holding. What do you have for me today?
Hey, Dan, how you doing?
Good, Mark.
Hey, question for you. Is it plausible to think that maybe LeBron's the best Robin there ever was? It kind of seems like his first championship was with Wade, and he might get this one, but it's probably because of AD. He doesn't seem like an alpha to me.
Well, for a guy who's not an alpha, he's done a lot of damage and put up a lot of numbers there. You know, when you look at LeBron, I don't think he's a selfish superstar. And sometimes you have to be selfish to be great, but LeBron is probably to the contrary. You know, you have to know when you take over. And look, it was Dwayne Wade's team, but Dwayne was smart enough to know LeBron was the better player. Let's be fair to the situation. Love Dwayne Wade, but I think one of the best moves he made was to let LeBron be the star of that team. Yes, Mark.
Yeah, I think you saw that in 2011 when Dwayne Wade was the best player in that finals.
Yes.
They lost in six games.
Yeah.
And Spoelstra got outcoached, but that's a different story.
Wow. Wow. I mean,
you couldn't decipher that zone?
Yeah. All right.
Sorry, back to you. Go ahead.
Yeah. You know what? Let's get Spoelstra on, and then I'll let you answer the phone when he calls in, Marv. Say, hey, it'd be great if he's asking the press conference prior to game two. Coach, Marvin, you know, small hands from the Dan Patrick Show said you got out coached in 2011. Your response, Coach?
He's going to say, who?
Who? I don't know if was LeBron Robin to, you know, Kyrie Irving's Batman? And the answer is no. Kyrie did hit the shot, but they got the matchup they wanted with Steph Curry. They took advantage of Steph Curry. Kyrie hit one of the biggest shots in NBA history, but it was still LeBron's team. It was so much LeBron's team, Kyrie wanted to leave because it was LeBron's team. Man,
is it with people?
He's just a pinata. He really is. He's a athletic pinata where people just want to take the baseball bat to him. No matter what happens. It's like, oh, you know what? He didn't do this. He didn't do that. I've never seen an athlete who we're always looking for what he didn't do or didn't say. You know, it's never the positive or rarely the positive.
There's always a yeah, but.
Yeah, no.
He only built one school for children.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Yo, who couldn't do it with that much money?
Yeah, I know. I'm just surprised. But I don't know what rubs people the wrong way. Oh, he jumped around. Okay, he jumped around. He wasn't going to win titles in Cleveland. That's why he jumped around. I mean, we the media, forced him to jump around because we kept saying, you can't be the chosen one or King James. You haven't won any titles. Well, nobody wanted to play in Cleveland with him. They didn't want to go to Cleveland. They wanted to play with LeBron. Yes, John.
A lot of that start with the decision, or that was going on even
decision,
way before
that? No, I think that really changed people because they're like, you're taking your talents to South Beach. But when you think about what he did, when we talk about athletes with their brands, like he got an hour's worth of time from ESPN. Nobody had done that before. He's like, hey, I want to have the decision, and we're going to do it live, and I want it on ESPN. Now I need an hour. And he got it. He got control of that. Now, it was flawed. He got bad advice on how to present that. If he would have just said, and ESPN did it incorrectly as well, like they dragged it out way too long. They should have been like in the first 10 to 12 minutes, make your announcement, now the reaction. And then start to look at what it means for Cleveland, what it means for Miami, what it means for, you know, everybody in the NBA. Have some analysts who are ready to go to then talk about it. Like, that's how it should have been presented. But it was like, oh, my God, this is forever. And LeBron was helping produce this. So it just, when he said he's taking his, if he would have said, I'm going to the Miami Heat, I think people, I mean, even doing, he was at the, what, Boys and Girls Club in Greenwich. That wasn't the best place to do it.
Those kids have tough times too, Dan.
Yes, they do.
Hedge funds don't run themselves.
It was Vineyard Vine uniforms. But he couldn't have done it in Cleveland because he wasn't staying in Cleveland. And he couldn't have done it in Miami because that would have given it away. Yes, Eden.
The taking my talent thing is funny because LeBron wasn't the first person to say that, but he's the one that wears it as like, who does he think he is taking his talent? It's like, it's almost like, I don't even know if he did it as like homage to Kobe or not, but other people said it.
Well, Kobe did it, but here's just a high school kid who's doing it and didn't get anywhere near the publicity. It's like, all right, you're taking your talents to the NBA. All right, good luck, kid. Meanwhile, this is LeBron, and he's going to leave the Cavaliers, and that relationship, you know, probably has never been repaired, and maybe not telling Cleveland what he's doing, and then all of a sudden you're taking your talents to South Beach. It wasn't a good moment for him. But I don't know if he became public enemy. It felt like he became more of an enemy, and maybe that's a strong word, because he kept winning titles. And now all of a sudden he starts to creep up the list. He's going to pass, you know, Kareem. He wins a title in the bubble. Well, it's not a real title. He won it in the bubble. Like, yeah, everybody else was in the bubble. You know, why didn't that count? Well, it's because it's LeBron. Yes, Bone.
You know, LeBron's decision day, I think, is clearly the worst day in New York Knicks franchise history. Because you remember that day we came into work and it was announced it was going to be at the Boys and Girls Club, which is just a couple miles away from the Knicks practice facility. And it only made sense. And there was reports.
Jared Dudley.
Woo.
Oh.
Didn't he come out with a tweet saying, hey, LeBron's going to the Knicks? And I went, oh, okay. And then all of a sudden we watched and he's taking his talents. And I went, ooh, man. I wonder if anybody went out and got season tickets prior to that. I'm hearing he's going to the Knicks. Yes, Marv.
No, Knicks fans don't overreact. There's no way. And Kanye fell asleep during the decision. It was so long.
I know. Kanye was there at the Boys and Girls Club. Did he have, like, he was nicely dressed? Or what was he doing? What was Kanye doing there?
He just showed up as a fan. Like, he did not call ahead. He didn't have special. Someone recognized him, and they brought him in. But he had, like, row six.
And he fell asleep. Yes, Marv.
That whole thing is just amazing. Just hearing Donovan Mitchell talk, like, he was there.
Yes, that's it. Yeah. Donovan Mitchell was part of the Boys and Girls Club.
It's an oxymoron almost.
Yeah.
There's a Boys and Girls Club. Where? Greenwich. Greenwich. Oh, Connecticut. Those aren't mansions. Yeah. Those are estates.
Kids got to have boat shoes.
Let me take a break. We'll get some more phone calls coming up. And we've had somebody say LeBron's not a top 10 player of all time. Like,
we had a BRG.
A backroom guy who said,
don't say it.
No, I won't. He said two names, and I said, stop it.
Oh, God. All right, let me take a break.
That's got to be Rob.
Yeah. Rob, our Knicks fan. Disgruntled Knicks fan. Sad little man there.
Redundant.
Yeah. How about we take a break here? Back after this.
Sounds like Rob could use a little sleep.
Wonk.
Sleep number. Oh, speaking of sleep, segue.
Hello.
Every great day starts the night before. You know what? That's what Rob needs, our Knicks fan, because he always looks like he is tired. He's tired of losing. I know that. I don't know if his sleep number can help him. I don't know. Adjustable firmness on each side. So he and Ray can choose what side of, you know, firmness they want. Picture day, Ray.
I had no idea.
They spent a lot of time together. Yes, Todd.
Is Rob sleep number 73 the last time the Knicks won the... Oh, come on. That's not nice.
Too soon.
My sleep number setting is 75. It's sleep at the next level. Unlock your unique, that's your unique potential with a smart bed that can perform as well as you. And now save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed plus special financing for a limited time. Only at Sleep Number stores or go to sleepnumber.com/Patrick. sleepnumber.com/Patrick. See store for details. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
All right, everybody. Game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow,
you
know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling. Only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories. For 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. Jimmy Butler went for 35, 5, 7 assists, 6 steals as they go into Boston and win by 7. Jason Tatum did not attempt a shot in the fourth quarter. This is what drives me crazy about him and this team. They're just, I've said it before, they're not threatening because they're not consistent. But they could win it all, but they're just not consistent. Where you go, okay, I think I got this team figured out. And you, when we had Reggie Miller on yesterday, and I said, hey, Reg, you know, what about the Miami Heat? Can they steal this game one, considering what the Celtics went through with the 76ers, game seven, a lot of emotion there? Could Miami come in there? And then you looked at the ESPN analytics. They had Miami with a 3% chance to win the series. Well, they may not win the series, but they got Boston's attention last night. Here's Jason Tatum on the third quarter problems last night.
We got to play with more pace. You know, I'm thinking the third quarter, we kind of played too slow. You know, in the fourth quarter, we made a couple runs. Those go hand in hand with getting stops and getting out in transition. So it starts on the defensive end. Just play with, you know, some more pace, play a little bit faster.
Okay, this is what Boston did to Philly in Game 7. You get outscored 46-25 in the third quarter in your own building. By the way, Jimmy Butler, he doesn't care what you think.
We still don't care what none of y'all think. We don't care if you pick us to win. We never have. We never will. We know the group of guys we have in this locker room. We play basketball the right way, knowing that we always got a chance.
I love it. I love it. And you know what? He walks the walk. He's out there. He's playing defense. He's not afraid. You know, you're guarding your man. He's going to hit a tough shot. I'd love going into battle with somebody like that on your side. Let's see. A couple of phone calls. Matt in Ohio. Hi, Matt. What's on your mind today?
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, just wanted to touch base on the LeBron situation. My son actually played AAU ball the same time that LeBron was in high school. So I got to see him play. And back then, if you got to see it, you knew it was something special. So we followed his career, and as time went along, what I saw is that, you know, the things kind of behind the scenes, and I was involved in some projects that where he was donating money to the local rec centers, and there would be a basketball in the case. And I told one of my friends, I said, hey, you know, I was just at that rec center, and you know, they're going to do these things in there. And I said, it's pretty awesome that he's donating his money. And he looked at me and goes, well, that's just a tax write-off. I looked at him and I said, well, it might be a tax write-off, but there's a lot of other things that he could give his money to and do with. And it's, I think that almost hand in hand, no matter what he does, it's never good enough. It's never the right thing. It's never what people really want. So
imagine if LeBron was going gambling the night before a playoff game. Or imagine he punched a teammate. Right?
But
Mike didn't have social media. Like, Jordan punched Steve Kerr. Went gambling night before a playoff game. Yes, he.
But there is something like, I'm not a LeBron hater at all. This is more of a wealth problem. It drives me nuts, like when Drake donated $1 million to LeBron's school. It's like LeBron doesn't need $1 million donations. There's a million other schools that do need $1 million donation. So wealthy people do tend to donate to each other, and that's very bothersome. Like Bill Gates, it's great that he's giving away all of his money, but he's giving it to like the wealthiest charities that exist. So it's like, well, why do the rich keep giving more money to rich people?
Okay.
That's my problem with it.
Went next level there.
Anywho.
Anybody else got a problem
Aaron
with
Judge wasn't cheating.
Dylan in Texas. Hey, Dylan, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan. Dylan, 510, 200. Basically, everything around this debate is all hypotheticals anyhow. If you put LeBron in MJ's place, do you think he goes 6-0, or does he even need to retire considering he went to however many finals straight already? And likewise, if you were to put Jordan on LeBron's team, would he be able to carry those 2018 Cavs to the finals, 2007 Cavs?
Dylan, are you by a waterfall, or are you surfing, or are you underwater?
I'm actually on a forklift in the warehouse.
Oh, okay. Well, concentrate on that.
It seems against union rules to be calling radio shows whilst forklifting. Oshik would be upset with that.
Yeah, probably so. LeBron doesn't need us to defend him. And I know that I'll do it sometimes. It's just, you know, people forget. People forget Mike didn't hit every shot. Mike wasn't a good teammate at times. There are things that Michael didn't do, you know, correctly.
Walter Payton fumbled.
Yes. Whoa.
Why do you got, whoa.
Where did that come from?
Holy.
Dang.
Didn't want to get in a fight today.
Yeah.
If you want a fist fight, we can.
Yeah.
Why bring him in?
Yeah.
Speaking of punching teammates.
If he wanted to, he could have.
Steven. Steve in Florida. Hi, Steve. What's on your mind?
Hey, Dan. Always a pleasure to talk to you. You forgot a couple of moths. You forgot the original Draymond Green, Marvin Bad News Bonds.
No.
And you forgot Marv from Joe Pesci's Home Alone.
Okay.
And speaking of Marv, Marv, I've been listening for like 18 years. You're working with a great man. I originally got Peacock the other day. And just for some reason, Marv, you sounded a little taller on the radio, on TV. But as Jackie Gleason would say, 10-4.
All right. Thank you, Steve. I don't know if Steve sounded that excited.
I like Steve's level of excitement, though. Steve's a guy who knows some things.
Yes, Marv.
We missed a great opportunity. We should have asked him to pronounce New Britain.
Why, you think Marv, that he would?
The way he just sounded?
Oh.
He's like, Marv.
Okay.
New Britain.
New Britain.
Oh, they definitely, Marv, what up? Where you going? New Britain.
And what are you, 6'1"?
Nah, about six, I'm at six feet.
Are you 6 feet?
I think you're taller.
You know what? During the next break, going to see how tall you are.
All right, let's do it.
Are you going to be under 6 feet?
I'm going to say 5'11 and 3'4".
Oh, okay. Well, then why didn't you say that to start with?
Because in the program, no, you're 6 feet.
No, we're not doing program.
We're doing real height?
Yes. I gave you mine.
You're 6 feet and
I'm
2/3 now.
6'1 and a half. Used to be 6'3".
Damn.
Yeah, that was when it was a high wire act. That was when it was an aerial display. Aerial from like Disney. Yeah, not like a jumping up in the air. Yes, Paul.
Marv, I would refuse all future measurements on this show. The first
no,
one
that's
not.
True. You know what?
I work out in your favor.
Yeah. By the way, you can get Marvin's T-shirt with his hands strategically placed, unbeknownst to us when we designed this, but I'm waiting.
Just didn't think of it.
No, we did not.
Just really didn't think of it.
No, we did not. Yes, Marv.
I'm enjoying the DMs that I'm getting with people wearing these shirts, though.
Whoa. Okay, the ladies?
They're sliding in?
Wait, are they guys wearing the T-shirts or the ladies?
Both.
Okay, so you're getting DMs.
Yeah.
All right.
They're sending DMs. I don't know if they're sliding in DMs. Oh, they might be sliding.
Be careful.
Oh, no. My wife, I was like, look, I told you when my phone goes off at 11:30 at night, I promise it's Todd Fritz. Look, it doesn't say Pizza Hut. I swear. Please believe me. I swear.
Oh, it's Paulie. Did you have a code word or something?
In my youth.
Did you?
Well, who's Pizza Hut? Why are they calling it? Like, I don't know.
Why would Pizza Hut call someone?
Why would you put a girl's
Pizza
name?
Pizza Hut's texting you?
Well, you're drawing suspicion.
Why would Pizza Hut send you up?
Yeah. Why wouldn't you say Tom or Jimmy? Why Pizza Hut?
My safe word is Domino's, by the way. My wife would appreciate that I shared that.
Dang. I think it's your wife who needs a safe word, not you, Todd.
Yeah. Fair.
Yeah.
Safe word.
She yells Domino's. Fritzy runs downstairs because of delivery. Yeah. Great, he's been left.
They left the pepperoni off.
Dylan, Omaha. Hi, Dylan.
Hey.
Hey, Dylan.
Hey, DP, and happy National Marv Day.
Thank you. Yeah.
I just want to give you guys an update. As of this week, Marv is 4 months old, 30 pounds, and he's officially outrunning his husky sisters.
Well, there you go. All right, Dylan, thank you. Marv, you got named after a puppy in Omaha.
I'll take it. Thank you.
Yeah. Will in Florida. Hi, Will. What's on your mind today?
Hey, I was just calling. You were talking about Hillary Swank and Million Dollar Baby, and it made me think of a song. Chad Lowe. Oh, poor Chad Lowe, his wife forgot to thank him that night. Chad Lowe, oh, poor Chad Lowe.
Thank you, Will. A little too soon.
A little loose.
Yeah. Hillary Swank's ex-husband, Chad Lowe, Rob Lowe's brother.
I don't think he appreciates that.
No? God, I did feel bad for that dude. I didn't know the story. His wife's up there getting an Academy Award, and she's thanking everybody. And I'm thinking, wait, you got to thank him. And he was there, right?
She didn't thank her rock.
Oh.
She didn't.
Yeah.
He's not getting the Facebook post.
Yeah. Her North
no
Star.
Way.
Yeah. Yes, Paul.
Can you imagine growing up being Rob Lowe's brother and bringing a girl back to the house? Hey, this is my new girlfriend, Jenny. And then Rob Lowe
hey,
comes
Jenny,
out.
Hey, hold on. I'm going to go in the. I'll go get us a couple of drinks. I'll be right back. Sit there with my brother, Rob. Come back. Rob? Rob?
Holy cow. I mean, that's.
Yeah.
Think about these things. Imagine that.
Dan in Venice. Hi, Dan. What's on your mind today?
Hey, guys. First time, long time, 58190. And, yeah, so, you know, I've been hearing all this about the bubble and LeBron and everything and everybody liking to talk, and I just couldn't help myself.
Right.
Been wanting to call you for a couple of weeks about, you know, I don't know if you guys agree or not, but I thought that was one of the hardest fought playoff scenario seasons, you know, playoff runs that I had ever seen in, you know, 30 years of watching basketball. And, you know, I just got to say that anybody who wants to talk about that not being legit, if they watched those games, I honestly don't think there was a harder fought NBA series.
And you know what? There was no crowds. It felt weird, but everybody was had a level playing field or playing court. And the Lakers didn't have home court advantage. I shouldn't have to defend LeBron winning a title in the bubble. But this is all you want to do is you want to get clicks, and then you criticize LeBron, or you talk about the Cowboys, and then you got and then talk about Aaron Rodgers with the Jets. I mean, that's what we've devolved into. It feels like what LeBron beat the odds. He did. It's one of the great sports stories of all time. He beat the odds. Single parent home, what he's become, married kids, appear to be great kids, going to college, everything else that he's done. I mean, this is 22 years of famousness. If you look at what he was when he was on the cover of Sports Illustrated, that's 01. So we're 22 years of being one of the most famous people in the world. He's done pretty well, right? Like, what are the real slip-ups here? And he plays the game. Do I have problems with the way he plays the game sometimes? Yes, I do. Fourth quarter, he was terrible. Takes too many threes. He's not a great shooter. But, I mean, who wouldn't sign up for a career like that? Every player in the history of basketball would probably sign up for that career, except for Michael Jordan. Because that would be just out of competition. Mike would be like, nope, I'll take mine. I'm good. Never lost. Yeah, Paul.
I mean, you know I'm a Jordan guy, but like Michael Jordan left his sport for 2 years to play, to have a hobby, for a hobby, something, a childhood hobby, basically.
Mm.
You know, I mean,
maybe.
Well, I know, but
what, maybe.
Sure. Whatever. If it was either of those things, he still left his team in their prime to play another sport. Can you imagine if 4 years ago, or whatever, when he went back to Cleveland, maybe he goes, you know what? I'm going to go. I
want to play soccer.
I want to be a wide receiver in the NFL, which he was a good one.
Yeah,
you know,
in high school,
that'd be actually quite similar.
Oh, they would kill him.
It'd be unbelievable.
Yes, selfish. You know, what are you doing to all the players? You know, your teammates. You know, it wouldn't go over well. But when Michael did it, nobody had any problem. It's like, damn, all right. You know, he's going to do this to honor his dad, and this is his journey. Wants to go play minor league baseball. All right. If LeBron did that.
He didn't have a dad, so he's not honoring anyone.
Okay. Bloop. If he punched a teammate. If the NBA was looking into his gambling. Like, it's what we choose to look at and acknowledge. You know, what we credit, what we blame. But you would think Mike never missed a shot. And when we talk about LeBron not taking the big shots, two of the biggest shots in Bulls history were taken by Steve Kerr and John Paxson. So Mike's greatest player I ever saw. But let's be balanced in the coverage here. Be fair, at least. Is LeBron better than Michael? No. If I had one game to win, I want Mike. Game on the line, I want Mike. Absolutely. But LeBron's done pretty well, man. Pretty well. Take a break. Close up shop after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for time tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces. Like, there was the hat. There was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the... I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Sound the trumpets. It's horse racing time, so saddle up for all the action with DK Horse, an official DraftKings affiliate. Right now, new customers who download the DK Horse app get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250. Just deposit $25 or more and complete the playthrough requirement. Wager on your favorite horses, then watch the races live right there on the app. Download the DK Horse app now. New customers get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250 when they opt in with the code DP. Only on the DK Horse app.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER, 18 plus, 21 plus in certain states to open or access an account and a resident of a state where DK Horse is available. Eligibility restrictions apply. Void where prohibited. One per new customer. Match calculated on first deposit up to a maximum of $250. Deposit requires two-time playthrough of settled wagers within 168 hours. Bonus released in $25 increments. Deposit and eligibility restrictions apply. See terms at DKHorse.com.
Thank you, pitcher. Herman, 10-game suspension. Is that's automatic when you get suspended for a sticky substance, foreign substance, 10 games, unless you appeal it? Is that right? Yeah, Paul.
And it appears if you read some of the stories, he was in a game just a week or 2 weeks ago, I think two starts ago, with the same crew. And it's almost like there's a warning out there where go wash it off. Because Scherzer got to go wash it off. And he came back, and that's when they hit him.
Yeah.
Herman got the go wash it off from the same crew two starts ago, I think. And they said they came back, and I guess he still had it. So it's almost like an unofficial warning.
They said they'd never touched anything that sticky before, ever. Not in all their years of doing baseball, they never felt anything that sticky.
Well, brand tar pits.
I know. But the umpires are, like, validating tossing somebody. Oh, my God.
Never seen anything like it.
Something never seen before. By the way, I still love what Jimmy Butler says and how he says it, this after last night.
We still don't care what none of y'all think. We don't care if you pick us to win. We never have. We never will. We know the group of guys we have in this locker room. We play basketball the right way, knowing that we always got a chance.
It's good. He loves that ESPN analytics said they got a 3% chance to get to the NBA Finals. David in Ohio. Hi, David. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan. I just want to let Marv know that October 21st is National Small Hands Day.
Oh, okay. We'll check on that. We'll celebrate that. National Small Hands Day. It's National Marvin Day today.
Let's celebrate.
How do you want to celebrate?
Chocolate cake.
I got chocolate cake out there.
And carrot cake.
There's a little carrot cake left over. Michael in L.A. Hey, Mike, what's on your mind today?
Good morning, Dan.
Good morning.
Thanks for taking my call. Good morning. Yep. Good morning, Dana.
Yeah.
Regarding the movie that was really, really overhyped and then fell on its face, that would be Star Wars Episode One for me with the immortal Jar Jar Binks.
Yeah,
and then another quick one for you. After watching Ted Lasso, I was doing a little channel surfing, and I found that your friend and mine, Jimmy Brockmeyer, can now be found streaming on Hulu.
Yeah. Thank you, Michael. Very good impersonation. So the original Star Wars, is that what he was saying was overhyped?
Well, it's the first episode, which is actually the fourth one released.
Oh.
So it's the one where like they did the first three, you know, Empire Strikes Back and all that.
Yeah.
And then they did these new ones with Liam Neeson's and all those guys. And it's not good.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't see it. Yes, Paul.
Seton had a subtle reference to Liam Neeson's, which is from Key and Peele, where they're the two guys outside the valets parking cars, and they're discussing movies. That is one funny bit.
Liam Neeson's.
Yeah. You know what happened the other day? I went to a place to pick up an order of food. We ordered, like, bagel sandwiches for someplace, and it was under my wife's name. So I went in there, and I said, it's under Aaron. And they went, okay, Aaron. They thought I said Aaron, but they were going, Aaron's here to pick up his food. And I was like, no, it's actually Aaron with an E. And they're like, all right, Aaron. Dang. And like all the cooks are cracking up. Like,
Tom in Michigan. Hi, Tom. What's on your mind today?
How you doing, Dan?
Great.
First time, long time.
Yep.
6'2¼". I just got to tell you, I was in, lived in Toledo, Ohio most of my life. Watched LeBron play in high school at Savage Arena. I don't remember if it was his junior or senior year. And you're spot on. This guy is the ultimate team player. He lets the game come to him, and everybody that plays with him is better because of him.
Yeah, it's weird to defend somebody who really shouldn't need to be defended, but it's in today's, like if LeBron played in the 80s, then he would be viewed differently if he put up all these numbers and he won titles, as opposed now because he's kind of messing with our scrapbook. Like, how dare you? How dare you? You're messing with our history, my childhood. It's not his problem. This day in sports history, Paul.
Can't even hand check anymore.
Walk in the snow uphill both ways. Let's see. The first Major League Baseball All-Star Game was announced in 1933. It was to be played July 6th at Comiskey Park, part of the Chicago World's Fair.
Mm.
1942, New York ended night baseball games for the duration of World War II, energy savings. 1956, Mickey Mantle hit a home run from both sides of the plate for the third time in his career. Mark McGwire in 2000 passed Mickey Mantle on the all-time home run list. He ended the game with 539 home runs. Career, not in that game.
Mm. That'd be a record
yes.
or something. Michael Jordan on this day, 1995, lost in the playoffs to the Orlando Magic.
Second source.
Yeah, yeah. 4-2. Mike couldn't even get to a game 7. Are you kidding me? Didn't happen on my watch. Yes, Mark.
And they would say, but he was, he was rusty.
Yeah.
They weren't saying that when he scored 55 against the Knicks earlier that season. Oh, he's back.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
Yeah. Michael, called out by Marvin on National Marvin Day.
It's National Marvin Day, everyone. Let's celebrate.
Yeah. Come on now.
Let's get after it.
Todd, what did you learn today?
You had a dream that you were the QB of the Steelers and got a concussion. Another one thinking about Frank Borkowski's jersey number 31.
Yes.
What?
Yeah. Some pretty erotic dreams. Seton.
Today's Marvin's day.
Yeah. Right, Marvin. Marvin, what'd you learn? You learned it was your day.
You're damn right.
Paulie, what'd you learn today?
Sitting next to the 13th most famous Marvin in America.
The hottest rookies, biggest superstars, the all-time greats, the only place to collect them all. Panini trading cards, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. For instant classics, autograph cards, memorabilia cards, rare inserts, and more, start or continue your collection now at PaniniAmerica.net. Have a splendid Thursday, everybody. We'll talk to you tomorrow. And meet Friday for Todd and Seat and Marv, Paulie, yours truly. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a Robot Pachinko Machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.